Leitrim win the ball again in the middle of the park, and we're on the attack to Pierce Dolan now.
1-12-14, and Pierce Dolan is moving forward. His team down by one. Still is Pierce Dolan. He's got somebody outside him there. He's going to get the shot in dangerously.
Yes!
It's a goal! It's a goal for Leitrim! It was crossed inside by number 17, Gary Plunkett, who got in to finish it.
Ryan O'Rourke.
Ryan O'Rourke. Who else but Ryan O'Rourke to get it? And when Leitrim needed a goal, Ryan O'Rourke was at hand to provide it. It's Leitrim 1-14. It's Wicklow 1-12. And it's Leitrim will lead by two. And we've got 40 seconds of normal time left. Oh, what a turnaround. What a game here. Leitrim come on the attack again. Ball down towards Ray Mulvey. Mulvey bringing it forward here for them. Hopefully you're enjoying the commentary wherever you are on this particular Sunday afternoon. Wicklow now looks as if they've done enough, but Leitrim have come back. Moran has it in the middle of the field. Time for steady heads now for Leitrim. Time for them to slow it down. Time for them to try and count down the clock if they can here. But they're in possession once more, and the ball is played inside towards Ray Mulvey once more, and Mulvey is going to shoot from distance. That looks good. No, it's gone out to the right. It's gone out wide. 35 minutes have gone just on the scoreboard. It's Leitrim 1-14. It's Wicklow 1-12. Martin McGowan, your thoughts on that Leitrim goal?
Yeah, John, we were just saying before that, John, that how important momentum was. And that's pressure on the kick out again. And the keeper has kicked it out. It didn't quite go over the line. But Leitrim have it back here. Ryan O'Rourke on the 50 heading
Ryan
in.
Ryan O'Rourke, 45 minutes out from goal. The afterburners are on. He's on the move again. Plays the ball down inside there towards Gary Plunkett. Plunkett will do well to hold on to this one. Leitrim now looking to count down the clock. What a gripping encounter we've had in round two of the Allianz League. Whoever emerges from this game with a win will have 4 points from four. Leitrim have got options over on the far side if they can spray the ball over to there. They've done exactly that. 45 minutes out now from the Wicklow goal. Leitrim managing to hold on to possession. Donal Flynn and co. have looked and solid right throughout the afternoon in that particular possession. Wicklow trying to urge their players forward. They want to try and get possession back. Still haven't seen how much time is going to be added on, but we played 35 minutes. We're into injury time at the end of the second half. It's Leitrim 1-14. It's Wicklow 1-12. Leitrim are holding on to possession here, and they've walked the ball down inside to Paddy Maguire. Lovely intelligent fisted pass of him, and he immediately sends it there to Sean McQueenie, and McQueenie back inside to Michael McQueenie. Sean to Michael. Michael on the move here now for Leitrim. Plays the ball back inside to the centre half forward. Donald Flynn comes across over towards this near side of the field, all about holding on to possession. Pierce Dolan has it now for Leitrim. Dolan with the fisted pass back to Shane Moran on his own 45 metre line. Moran in turn has got some support from Aidan Flynn. Aidan Flynn looks up, looks to give the pass, takes the return. Leitrim now managing to hold on to it there over on the east hand side of the field, but the gives the ball away. Kieran is way out of his goal, and Jermot takes the ball up and takes a heavy knock, and that's going to be a free out. Oh, there's Wicklow supporters, one of them down under his Martin, is after throwing off his cap. He's after throwing it on the ground. He's after kicking it with frustration, and he's after stamping on it. It's one of those type of games.
It certainly is one of those type of games, and I suppose Leitrim are doing so well retaining possession there, and just a loose pass from Shane Quinn, very nearly intercepted by Patrick O'Connor, and there was danger signs there, but I think it might have been Shane Moran just got a foot to the ball and knocked it back to Jermot McKiernan, and Jermot was fouled coming out with the ball.
Stopwatch now telling us 37 minutes, 13 seconds played, and that goal from Ryan O'Rourke. Well, they had chance of them all afternoon, but come in the hour, come in the man, what a goal from Ryan O'Rourke. That's the catalyst, surely, for victory.
Well, it's not over yet. I mean, there was a number of subs in this second half. There's going to be at least 3 or 4 minutes. I haven't seen any sign put up yet for how much injury time there was going to be in the second half, but you would imagine it'd be somewhere in the region of 4 minutes. So we still have at least 2 to 3 minutes yet to play, and anything can happen in 1 minute in this game, as we've seen so far, John.
Well, in fairness to the Leitrim goalkeeper, Jermot McKiernan, he came back and made amends. He really put his head in the block to win that last free, and he now he's available to take the return. Quickly offloads it this time as Leitrim build from the back again. Stopwatch telling us here that we've had an absolutely epic encounter. The stopwatch is telling us that we played 38 minutes and 2 seconds. Nobody in the press box, I don't think, has seen a clock go up to see how much time is going to be added on. In any case, Leitrim have possession themselves, and Ray Mulvey, what a game he's had. He plays the ball outside him there to Ryan O'Rourke. This man will be speaking about him for years to come if he keeps going with this form that he's shown in the National League so far. Back to Aidan Flynn, who's been solid all afternoon. Ball being switched around with confidence now by the Leitrim team, and Pierce Dolan and Shane Moran has it into the centre of the field of Pierce Dolan, and Pierce Dolan plays the ball outside him, and Flynn has been fouled, and that's going to be a free in, and that's just what the doctor ordered at this particular moment in time, Martin.
Yeah, slows the game down, which is exactly what we're looking for now. Darragh Rooney seems to be coming out here to take this free. It was great retention of the ball again. That's, I suppose, the last couple of minutes, John, that's what's really been noticeable about Leitrim. Under pressure, we've been able to retain the ball, and it forces Wicklow actually to come up and start pressing higher up the field, which is creating gaps for us further out the field. So hopefully, if we can just be cool on the ball and keep using it now in the next couple of minutes, there can't be much more than a minute left, John.
Anything can happen in this game. We want to say hello to Jerry Hickey, who's tuned our way. Thanks for the tweet, Jerry. It's all hands to the pumps here. Here come Leitrim. Is this the insurance score? The ball has been kicked.
Shane Moore.
And Shane Moore has kicked it in and over the bar. And that surely now must settle it. 39 minutes played. Shane Moore with the point for Leitrim. Brilliant score for him. Leitrim 1 goal and 15 points. Wicklow 1 goal and 12. And our Terry Highlands men about to make it 2 from 2 in Division 4 of the Allianz Football League. Still play continues. Here come Wicklow now on the move. The ball is with Mark Kinney. Mark Kinney has played it in over the top. McGrainer is onto this. No, he's not. Leitrim have managed to intercept. Leitrim have managed to win it back. And they've won themselves a free. And for a split second there, Martin, you could just see McGrainer running onto that one. But thankfully, it didn't work out.
Yeah. No, three Leitrim men jumped for the ball. Broke it straight down to Mark Kinney. And he played a great ball in over the top. Conor McGrainer looked like he was 100% going to get on the ball. Mickey McQueen, he stuck up. Great hand, knocked it away. And won the free when he recovered the ball.
Absolutely brilliant play. Well summarised as well, Martin. Here come Leitrim now, deep in their own half of the field, leading by 3 points, but they've got to play themselves out of a potentially difficult situation here, and they've done that. And it's come out to Ray Mulvey, and Ray Mulvey is on the move. He's 45 beyond his own goal. Lovely pass into the forward line once again. He's done really well to leak up inside with Gary Plunkett. Could this be another one? It's on the way, and it's over the bar, and it's Gary Plunkett who sends it in between the posts and the stopwatch now. It reads 40 minutes gone into the second half, and Gary Plunkett has hit another one. Leitrim 116, Wicklow 112, and this Leitrim team have won the game. The full time whistle sounds. Well, some score last week, it was always going to be a completely different game this time round to the Wexford match. Martin McGowan, Leitrim have come through an absolutely brilliant battle here. They've emerged winners, 116 to 1 goal and 12, 2 wins from 2. And I tell you something, that win for Terry Highland's team, he's going to learn a lot about the team after that.
He's going to learn an awful lot more than he did probably last week against Wexford. Those tight games, John, are where you find out what players are made of. And in the last 10 minutes, what we've seen there was we've seen a Leitrim team that didn't refuse to lie down. Things seemed to be going against them in the middle park. And we talked about momentum, John. And the momentum came when Ryan O'Rourke kicked that great point from out on the far side of the field over the bar. It was from an awful difficult angle, probably the most difficult of the day. He kicked it over the bar, and that brought us back level. And from then we just kicked on.
At 33 minutes gone, when you think of it, Martin McGrainer had